This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. It's Friday, and once again we bring you StoryCorps, the oral history project traveling the country that gives family and friends the chance to ask one another about their lives. This time last year, most of us knew very little about a tsunami. That changed the day after Christmas 1 year ago, when a powerful tsunami devastated much of the coastline from Southeast Asia to East Africa. This morning we bring you an interview between a husband and wife whose homeland is Sri Lanka, where the tsunami killed more than 35,000 people. They now live in New York.
My name is Priyanga Pieris.
My name is Iranga. Priyanga is my husband. And we are from the beautiful island of Sri Lanka.
And we sing for a living.
I composed a song. It's a song about the sea. And since we are from an island, you know, the ocean plays a very important part in our lives. And it's called Ralabindu. It's a Sri Lankan fisherman's love song, and a lot of Sri Lankans feel very homesick when it's played.
Can you get the key?
Mude pipina ralabindu, gali telina pina kumudu, dienelana lunu kekulu, regina yamu api.
This song talks about a fisherman and how his lover is waiting for him on the shore, and she's trying to make a garland of flowers out of the waves and
welcome him home.
And welcome him home.
And most of them didn't come back.
Because of what happened last year on this 26th of December, this tsunami which hit our island. When we sing it now, it has kind of a added significance and a different dimension.
That's Priyanga Pieris and his wife Iranga, singing a song about their homeland, Sri Lanka. To learn how you can participate in StoryCorps and have your interview archived at the Library of Congress, visit npr.org.
StoryCorps is made possible by a grant from Saturn.